Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Right? Really what it boils down to. And we got so much going on. There's so much happening out there that you need to be up on. You need to understand. You need to be part of, for lack of a better term. Right? And I got to tell you, in all sincerity, if you're not informed, you know, I know some of you are tired of me saying that. We've had this conversation. Don't open your mouth. Get informed first. Be able to push back. Be able to understand, you know, what they're talking about, what they're doing, that kind of thing. Right? And that way there, when you respond to them, when you actually say something that should make sense, that might make sense, it will. I know. I feel like Kamala Harris right now, but what I'm trying to do is try to make stuff, you know, so you can actually feel comfortable putting it out there. But there's a lot of people that aren't. There are a lot of people have told me, I don't have what you have. I don't know how to fight back like that. Right? Well, actually, you do. You do, and you can. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I really do, you know, again, you got a lot with what's going on with Biden, what's going on with the Dunham break, if you would. And we all knew it was going to happen. We all knew that nothing was going to happen. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I want to play a quick... I'm not going to make this happen. I know I'm going to go over and everybody's going to get irritated at me, whatever. But, okay. You know, when it comes to voting, the only way we're going to change anything... And I mean anything. Right? It's for you Christians to wake up and figure it out. And you're going to have to get involved. You're going to have to get engaged, whether you like it or not. If I can pull this clip off. You know, I'm going to screw it up because I always do. Take a listen.
We are in a massive transition in this nation right now. And I've been praying over these midterm elections, how important they are, how significant they are, how absolutely life-changing these are. And I know that some of you have already voted already. How many of you here have voted last week? Praise God! Praise God! We have another week to go, and then there's election day. Yesterday I was praying and studying and preparing for this day in my study, and I just decided to come downstairs to take a break. I was going to get a little bite to eat, something to drink, and I turned on the television. And at the very moment I turn on the television, there's the President of the United States. And the anointing of God came all over me. All over me. I always ask the Lord, what do you want me to say about these elections, and what do you want done in our church? Because we've come to a point here in our nation where things have to be said. They must be declared. And we're coming back to the place where in the early days of this nation, politicians would listen to what the pastors would say from their pulpits and act accordingly. We're coming back to those days. Those days are here now. Those days are here now. And as some of you may have seen on our Wednesday night service, that worship broke out in the White House. It broke out in the White House. They started singing Amazing Grace there. We're seeing the awakening of our nation. But after I watched the president, I just sensed that deep stirring on the inside. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God was all over me. And I grabbed the next pad and pen that I could find and just began to write. And this is what I wrote. So please allow me to take a few moments this morning to address the importance of these midterm elections. As your pastor, I'm urging everyone here and those that are watching right now to vote. Much is at stake in the most important midterm elections in the history of our nation. Do not underestimate how important this is. We've gained ground and we will not lose it. There are two major political parties whose ideals, beliefs, and agendas are clearly articulated in their party platforms. I've read those platforms many times. I'm familiar with where they stand on issues. Issues especially that are important to you and to me and to the church. When I read these platforms, it is abundantly clear which party...
You know, it was a... I apologize. It was the wrong clip. But close enough for government work, as we used to say. Here's the deal. If you Christians don't get off your butt, we could have won the midterms. If you Christians would get off your butt and vote Bible, we could turn things around. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina on up. Just on a rant right now. Joe Messina here on the GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I was thinking during the break, looking at some of the show notes and some other stuff. I'm sitting here thinking to myself, to show you how crazy this stuff is. You can't get a tattoo in almost any state at 16. Right? Some states, not even 18. They have to get to be 21. But even, let's just stay with the 16, 14, whatever. And yet, you can go for hormone blockers, right? And gender, and you know, gender reassignment surgery, as they're calling it. I would call it mutilation surgery. And that's okay. Not a problem. And so the laws don't even line up with any kind of logic at all. It's just amazing. And then When do we tag? See, and to show you that people aren't paying attention, they just really, honestly, for all intents and purposes, they just don't care. Do you hear me? They don't care. And the way you can prove that, you have Pelosi, Schiff, what was it, 51 other high-ranking officials that all said that they were sure, right, that dossier was real. Pelosi and Schiff said they saw it. They saw actual evidence tying Trump to the Russians. Why aren't they being brought up? I mean, why didn't we get them under oath lying to Congress? Or should they technically, when they're speaking on the floor of Congress, when Congress people are, shouldn't they always be under oath? Shouldn't they technically automatically be under oath? Shouldn't we expect for them to be telling us the truth? I know, that was stupid. When it rolled off my lips, I knew it was stupid. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You got so many, again, so many of these things that we're starting to catch up with. The national anthem is banned out of respect. You hear that? It's banned out of respect at a high school softball game. Makes no sense to me. Miss Debbie, one of our great listeners, you know, sent an insane story about an attack on the Star Spangled Banner. Just before the start of a regional high school softball game featuring the, I know I'm going to blow this, Atoshiva Eagles and Deer Park Lady, the announcer declared over the public address system that the national anthem would not be performed. He said, out of respect, it would not be played. Lots of folks in the stands demanded to know why. Out of respect for whom? They're right. You're in America. You're on American soil. What's the problem? I really, what the heck is the reasoning behind it? Was it a political statement? Was it a careless lapse of judgment? One fan wrote on social media, I'd like to know who was the one who instructed the announcer to make the statement. I'd like to have a conversation with that person about our nation. And it's already torn, and we already have our youth struggling and trying to understand what patriotism is all about and why we need it. Another fan wrote, the fact that people actually think that it's okay, that it's a big crock of crap, if that hurts someone's feelings, then, hey, I'm sorry, you should be hurt. Right? Unfriend me. It's unclear who told the game announcer to say it. Now, it must have been some fan, somebody who made a lot of noise. You need to make a lot more noise. Next time that happens, sing it loud and sing it louder. Who cares what they think? Instead of sitting quietly in the stands, right? Many, many fans from both teams rose to their feet and began belting out the Star Spangled Banner. We've seen this happen over and over and over again. The umpires remained at home plate, took off their hats out of respect. Yes. This is Texas. This is happening in Texas. Who was able to make this kind of call in Texas and still lives there? The writer goes on to say, this is Texas. We still love our country and our national anthem. And that's how patriots fight back. When somebody takes offense at the national anthem, you sing it louder. And sing it in their direction. I'd be okay with that, too. Right? Again, totally ridiculous. I've said this before to you guys. You're being supported by, you're being upheld by, you're being protected by Americans. American cops, American soldiers. The reason you can do the things you can do is for a while anyway, it's because we're Americans. And we have that pesky little constitution that gets in the way of the lefties of taking all this away from us. Don't let them get away with it. Push back. Don't give up. Anyway, Nancy Pelosi, remember when she swore she had cold, hard evidence of collusion between Russia and the Trump family. Apparently, that was a complete lie. I mean, if she had it, show it. What's the issue? What's the problem? She just, again, I'm going to say to you, they can't handle it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, or you know what? You end up being part of the problem. And that's why you have to get, again, that's why you have to get fully informed, fully engaged. Let's see if we can get something out of Nancy. Hold on. Stop that. Here we go. I think. Maybe.
Cold, hard evidence. This week, we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude, possibly, with Russia, a hostile foreign power, to influence American elections. In a month, again, as we celebrate the courage of our founders, Republicans in Congress have become enablers of the Trump-Russia assault on our democracy. After these latest revelations, it's becoming clear we have suffered a desecration of our democracy not seen since Watergate. Speaker Ryan must allow a vote on an outside independent commission to get to the bottom of the Trump campaign's role in Russia's assault on our democracy and prevent Putin from ever doing it again immediately. Outside independent commission. It's not just about what happened in the past. Is to prevent it from happening again.
Right. Because you had nothing to do with it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The rapid development of AI technology and tools could help mankind for the better, according to OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. But the ChatGPT mastermind says there needs to be government rules in place.
The U.S. government might consider a combination of licensing and testing requirements for development and release of AI models above a threshold of capabilities.
Experts and lawmakers have recently raised concerns about the fast-developing technology. President Biden canceling his upcoming visits to Australia and Papua New Guinea due to ongoing debt ceiling talks. The White House confirmed the news Tuesday, saying Biden informed Australia's prime minister he's postponing the trip. He also engaged with the prime minister of Papua New Guinea. Meantime, Biden will still travel to Japan Wednesday to participate in a G7 summit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of this. All right, so I played you a clip on Nancy Pelosi. Very clear. This week we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude possibly with Russia, a hostile foreign power that influenced America. Oh, I mean, really? And now we find out she was lying. So what happens to her? Nothing? She knew it was a lie. She led the charge against Trump. She, every year, she'd try to push him out, get him impeached, get him gone. That's all they did to him. Instead of spending 4 years helping to get the country back in order and maybe building a case against him with the American people, no. They wanted to make it so he couldn't get anything done. And she made these comments after a report was released of a 20-minute meeting between Trump family members and foreign officials that led to nothing. There were all kinds of information about them meeting with foreign officials, but there was never any big deal, right? Nothing to worry about here. The Durham report confirmed that there was never any collusion, especially between Trump and Russia. The FBI knew this from according to the report, the FBI knew this from day one. The FBI also knew, admitted, and documented that it was all started by Hillary Clinton. I don't know if I need a college degree for that one. That was pretty easy. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I don't know if you guys heard earlier, Newsmax crushed CNN, but not just crushed CNN. They crushed CNN in primetime. Right? So much, just so much bigger. You know, I wouldn't want him to go to prison. Somebody in the chat room brought up something. It would have been great if they threw him in prison and tried to, you know, claim this was, you know, him, driven by him. Yeah, I wouldn't want him in there for more than a day. And then have this pop up. He'd be coming out doing a dance going, I told you guys what they were doing. I told you what they were trying to do, what they were going to do. Anyway, according to Nielsen, the last Friday, May 12th, shows Newsmax beat CNN in every hour of prime time. In the 8 o'clock hour, the balance with Eric Bolling, you know, beat up CNN's Anderson Cooper 360. I'm sure Anderson's throwing stuff around at this point. Hey, look, these aren't overwhelming numbers, but big enough. Right? Eric Bolling won the hour with 467,000 impressions. You know, people watching, whatever. To Anderson Cooper's 447. The 9 o'clock hour had pretty close story. Newsmax's new show, Chris Plant, the right squad, I'm not a big fan yet. They pulled an audience of 325,000 impressions. Right? CNN's whole story only came up with 290. And Greg Kelly, right behind them, he took first place with 278,000 viewers compared to Chris Wallace. Woo. Chris Wallace. You beat Chris Wallace. Very cool. Right? And Newsmax never seen a significant increase in audience. Not like this. The departure of Tucker Carlson really threw the hyperdrive. Now, CNN seems to be in disarray. I mean, look at, they haven't got their lineup set right. Right? They got rid of Don Lemon and then brought him back quietly. President Trump's CNN town hall just a week ago brought record ratings. But on-air talent and network brass have clashed publicly and privately over having the former president on the program at all. What were they afraid of? They're going to give him coverage? They were afraid. Were they afraid that the that the right wing might use this against them to show really what's going on? Well, Newsmax has seen a consistent positive trend for weeks now, and they're hoping for, you know, better ratings, bigger ratings. Look, let's be honest about it. They're almost putting themselves as a carbon copy of what Fox used to be, right? And these numbers, though, you have to put something in perspective here. In these numbers that you're hearing about, there are 20 million less homes that Newsmax gets into than CNN. Or I should say has the ability to get into. Now, that, I don't know if that takes into effect or takes into consideration Roku and Apple TV and that kind of stuff. I don't know. But I do know is that as they can easily track with some of these satellite companies who's watching what, when, where, and for how long. Which, whatever, not a big deal, right? Now, again, Ruddy noted on his network on Friday that their overtaking of CNN was pretty fast. And he's right, and you should be proud of that, but I'm looking again at how many people, you know, how many people just went running away from CNN because of what happened. All right, let's move on. That story's now boring me. Biden, still in love with the Chinese, very much so. He vetoed a partisan bill protecting the U.S. solar panel makers from Chinese competition. Can't compete with China. They don't have the same rules that we have. They don't have to mine by the same rules we have. They don't have to do their manufacturing by the same rules we have. Right? He vetoed a truly partisan bill Tuesday, a bipartisan bill, that would have reversed his executive action last year in which he ordered the Department of Commerce not to enforce tariffs on China and their solar panel manufacturing for at least 2 years. He wants to make sure they really get a head start here. Biden explained that the legislation, which recently passed the House with Democrat support, it bets against American innovation. What? Last year, Biden implemented the 24-month moratorium on enforcement of solar panel anti-circumvention tariffs, right, it was designed to protect U.S. companies and move the White House, said that it would facilitate investment in domestic solar panel production. See, if the Chinese don't have to put up with the same rules, if they don't have to follow the same guidelines, right, then they can send the stuff. Even manufacturing it there and sending it here, they can do it cheaper. They use child labor. We already know it. Seems like Biden doesn't care about that. Right? So they can send it here cheaper. And that works out for everybody over there. Biden added that he doesn't intend to extend the tariff suspension when a 24-month moratorium expires. Yeah, hopefully he'll be gone by then. We're just about to be gone. Now, the president's executive action in 22 came after the Commerce Department said that months earlier that it would investigate whether Chinese manufacturers were routing solar panels through countries in Southeast Asia to avoid the U.S. tariffs. Now, you know what? Then make it so if you can't prove it was made in your country, you get tariffed too. I wouldn't stop that for a second. It obviously bothered them, pushed them back on their heels. Let's go for it. A bipartisan group of lawmakers led by Bill Posey of Florida, Republican, Dan Kildee of Michigan, a Democrat, they introduced a resolution to strike down the action. They said the tariffs were necessary to protect. Look, you've got to protect our companies here. They don't have to go through the same rules, same hoops that some of those companies over in China have to. When are you going to wake up and figure that out? Look, you're losing workforces like crazy. There are businesses closing. There are companies moving away from the U.S. as a whole. Really? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called deadly recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Okay, now we're back. All that wasted work.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, right? Be part of the solution. That's what we all want. Anyway, I so much appreciate it. You know, there's a Canadian Canadian area that wants to become province, I guess, that wants to become a 51st state. The kids think Canada that much. An advocacy group in Alberta, Canada, is trying to educate residents on the province about what it argues would be a benefit of breaking off from the country to join the U.S. Marty goes on to say, I find myself having an affinity toward the U.S. more than Canada because of the freedom of the Constitution. Well, yeah, hey, look, you better wake up. Not totally true. Because of the freedom, the Constitution, just the entire republic system versus the monarchy here, which is really a pseudonym for dictatorship. Now, a source of the Alberta 51 Project was interviewed on a local news source. It was founded in 2022. The project's dedicated to supporting education to all Albertans on why we should become the 51st state of the United States of America. Now, about one-fifth of Canadians in various provinces believe that they would be better off under the U.S. government. And when you switch countries, that's a big deal. Now, the source who spoke to the news group did so on condition of anonymity amid what he described as increasingly authoritarian tactics of the Canadian government, which he noted has arrested Christian pastors. And they've targeted his political opponents. See, they couldn't do that easy in this country. We had the Constitution that got in their way. Notice I said had. We had the Constitution that got in their way. Freedom of speech. People would be able to say things and do things. We were supposed to have a free press. We do not have a free press. Let's get that through your head. A free press would be able to truly tell the truth. Can't do that anymore. The source said that the project rolled out in response to online chatter among disaffected Albertans who were somehow to secede from the authority of the federal government. Right? That's in Ottawa. I'd love to know anything about Ottawa, if you guys know about Ottawa. Now, Albertans have a real affinity with the land, and they have that cowboy spirit, that Indian spirit. Oh, they said Indian. That's it. They lose. That oil and gas rig spirit, he said. Adding that many Albertans have a desire to be left alone by the government. Well, why don't they choose to become their own country? Really? That's not really a Canadian government kind of thing, he said. Basically, in Canada, you have a socialist-style system, and that socialist is kind of like a bad disease that just keeps getting worse. No kidding. Wouldn't it be great, all those people that want to live under socialism here, why don't we send them to another country? Get them that ticket, get them there, so they can see what it turns into no matter what you do to it. Socialism will kill the country. We wanted to dare to poke Canadian identity, Barry, he said, when Trudeau came in. He said some years ago that Canada doesn't have a culture. They're not different. So they use that for globalism, what they call multiculturalism. It's a joke. Canadians do have an identity. They do have a culture. Now, the source said that Trudeau's assertion was insulting to Albertans as well as many traditionalist Canadians who live in Saskatchewan, eastern British Columbia, even the westmost province of Yukon. Right? Their whole worldview is very much like rural Americans in the States. Very similar to Montanans and Texans. I mean, they want the same freedoms that we see, or we perceive to have at this point. I mean, think about that. Other countries, they're dying to get here. Some of them are dying to be us. And the young uns want to change it. Right? And frankly, many people now are afraid of the Canadian government. Many Canadians. The monarchy is the supreme ruler. He representative is the prime minister. And the governor general, he said, and really it's just a rubber stamp. Whatever the prime minister says, that pretty much goes. We saw that during the trucker convoy when Trudeau basically shut off everybody's rights. No more freedoms. Nobody did anything, really. They were just driving trucks. Right? No one said anything. Now, Trudeau at heart is a fascist. We know this. He's actually a communist more than anything. He's also a globalist. Right? The prime minister will never be held to account because his administration also appoints the country's judges. See, all this stuff, as great as it sounds, as wonderful as it sounds, was implemented when we had true states, when we had true people who loved the country much more than they love the party, much more than they love the power, for that matter. Right? Peter Downing, a former officer with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, he founded a separatist movement called Wexit. I'll play on Western Exit. You know, that came in the wake of Trudeau's 2019 election. You know, that really pulled people apart. It's just amazing. Anyway, I mean, when you see pictures of and read short stories of them actually dragging off a pastor to jail for teaching the gospel, right? Just amazing. No real freedom. Now, what happens when you go off a little bit? Right? What happens when you decide that you're going to preach the gospel, you're going to speak the gospel? Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, even if you tell somebody about Jesus sitting at a restaurant, I bet you can get arrested for that. I don't know for sure. Now, you got an update to Biden policy to release illegal migrants without court dates. They got another hit earlier. Now, a federal judge has opposed a preliminary injunction on the Biden administration's parole and conditions policy. Right? And, again, all those illegals we saw being released in the U.S. without court dates. Judge D. Kent Witherall has imposed another two-week temporary restraining order. Now, I wonder how they're going to get around this. They're going to find a way around this. I would love to know how they're going to do it. Right? And I would think some of those southern states that are on our side, maybe even some of the other ones, should just be. I think the states run by Republicans sent some money to Texas, contribute to what's going on there. You know, the National Guard and others. Makes all the sense in the world. Although, I did say earlier, I would line up coaches at the border. And I would let those folks, I'd bring them on the coaches, and I would dump them. Chicago, D.C., New York. All those places that have been screaming about being sanctuary cities / sanctuary states. Go for it. Now, the Department of Homeland Security argued that the court didn't have the authority to enjoin the policy and had warned about chaotic scenes and overcrowding at the border. And what they're calling is they need to reduce overcrowding, and the only way they can do that is to release people into the U.S. without knowing where they're at, what they're at, what they're doing. I'm telling you, you're going to see a rise in diseases like polio and things like that. These people aren't vaccinated against it. Some of them are going to be sent to school with your kids. Let's see what they come back with. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Right now, look at, go after, go get her. We just cleaned them all up. You need to go for the Apple and Android app. All right? Just type in Joe Messina or The Real Side with Joe Messina or The Joe Messina Show. Joe Messina is somewhere in there, and you'll see where it's at. Now, if you hate it, you can always un-download it. But it would allow you to listen to the show anywhere, watch the show, get involved in the content, read the stories we have up on the website, donate a couple of bucks. Right? And I did it to make it easier for you. Some of you guys didn't know where or how to get the show. This product actually, you know, the programs, the apps, would actually allow you to, you know, play it on your phone and send it to your car. Yeah, all that wonderful technology. All right, now I haven't got time for this. Well, maybe I'll leave you guys with thinking about this. Texas parents reveal that charging their 19-year-old daughter for rent is receiving all kinds of criticism online. You know what I got to say? You guys, you have nothing else to do but go after a set of parents charging their kid rent. I would do the same thing. I've done the same thing. If they're working, but they're not doing something to move forward, you're taking from the resources, they're not really helping. No. You're paying part of the rent. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Don't do anything stupid. Want to hear you back. See you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of the day.